Hello and welcome to Velvet Lips on Air. I'm your host, Marla Renee Stewart, aka the Sex Architect, and I'm so excited for this segment, which I named Sex with Strangers. I meet so many different people, and when I tell them what I do, they immediately start asking me questions or telling me about their sex lives. So I figured I shouldn't be the only one who hears these stories, so now I'm sharing them with you. Sit back, relax, and enjoy some of the best, some of the worst, and some of the most interesting stories from everyday folks. All right, you are on.
Well, it's both of us.
Okay.
It's my sister and my DJ right now, who's a fucking lesbian and she hot as shit.
She's hot.
It's fuck. But my name is Curtis Williams and I represent 2-9. And yeah, and Taylor Gang and Ear Drummers. Yeah, and some people call me Danko. That's cool. A lot of people call me Danko, like a lot of people, like, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Juicy J and Miley Cyrus, you know, salute to them.
Nice.
I wish I had a cool sex story with Miley Cyrus, but that's like my sister. I'm not even being funny. That's like my sister. I hope she doesn't really hear this, like, at all. That's really 100, because she might get mad, but fuck it. But one of the craziest sex stories was at this place I call the Danko Castle.
Okay.
And that's like my kind of like ex-girlfriend, current girlfriend's house.
Okay, ex-girlfriend slash current girlfriend?
Yeah, because I mean, you know how you have like a kind of like
she's
an
still
ex
lingering.
And you guys
she's,
are
she's
still
lingering.
Like you guys,
she's still lingering.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
okay.
It's kind of there. It's what I used to call the Danko Castle.
All right.
Okay. And one night I came home. I'm not even going to lie. When I first met her, she had shown me one of her friends. She was pretty fucking hot. Like, the girl I'm talking about, she's pretty fucking hot, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, coming back to the crib, to the castle, you know, just on my regular shit. But it was this friend that she had already told me about, you know what I'm saying? That was just super hot. She never tried shit with girls, anything. She was, like, this super innocent girl. She was fucking... She looks fucking good as hell.
Mm-hmm.
So I get there and it's her and her. It's my girl and her. So, you know, still, I'm just like, you know, yeah, fuck it. I'm here turned up. And at the moment, at the time, my best friend who lives with me now, where we're going to, my best friend, his crib was like kind of like up the street. So he's like, he became my homie because he makes beats and he's my weed man too. His name is Dylan Tran.
Mm-hmm.
So he became my weed man too.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like a weed addict. Like, I'm a druggy nigga. You know what I'm saying? This is sex. It's not a drug talk. It's a sex talk. So I'm not going to talk about drugs. But I'm a druggy nigga. So I went to my weed man, who sells really only one other thing. I'm not like a druggy crazy nigga. It's no heroin, age,
right.
Dust, all of that
shit.
I'm a druggy nigga though, so I was like, man, this seems kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
I want to smoke weed. That's what I do a lot of times when I, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I walk up to Dylan's. Long story short, I come back from Dylan's with like almost a half ounce because I'm in my mind thinking, I'm about to turn up.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm about to smoke my face off. I get like a half ounce. I didn't walk to the store. Got all my blunts, all of that. I come back, and it's my fucking girl getting taken down by this fucking girl that she's been talking about, like her best friend.
Wow.
That's hot as fuck. And like, I'm thinking, like, this is the first time I've ever been in this type of situation.
So your mouth is dropped and your eyes are focused.
They haven't even noticed I came in.
Wow.
Girl. Like, because they're just so turned up right in the living room. And I'm like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I literally walk around, I sit down, I roll up like two blunts, I smoke one to the face, and I'm still, they're still, I don't think they still realize I'm there. So they're still just going at it. So then they go to the room, and then
do you
my
follow
girl's
them
home
in there?
Girl, not even yet. I'm still thinking this is a dream. Mind you, my girl's hot as fuck. Like, she's hot as shit. Like, she's the only girl I probably didn't cheat on, like, for real. She was hot as fuck, like, and then her friend's hot as fuck too.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm still kind of like, I don't know. So then her friend calls my name, like, Curtis, come here.
Oh.
And I'm like, this is
so
my cue. But then at the
you.
same, yeah, but then at the same time, I'm like, I'm a chill.
Mm-hmm.
So then they still going at it. So I come in there, still on some goofy, dumb shit. Another blunt ready to spark in my mouth. Just take all my clothes off. The other bitch, my girl's friend, that me and my girl had both been lusting over, fucking, she just starts just sucking me off. Like, I'm like, what the fuck is going on? So then my bitch come, I start eating her out. Crazy. Just like, what the
fuck? About that life.
Man, I wasn't until it was both of them. I'm just saying, I gotta do it. I gotta give respect when it's due.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying though. I'm not a big, I'm not against eating pussy, but it's not like my go-to thing. Some niggas, that's their go-to thing. And that's not my go-to thing. But like, I'm just saying though, this is like my bitch. I got a crib. I done named the crib. We got a dog together. All this shit. She got her friend that we've been lusting over sucking me off. I feel like, damn, the
you
least
go
I
ahead
could
and
do
it. Right.
So I'm going crazy. So then the bitch start eating my bitch out. I start hitting the bitch from the back. I'm like, this is a dream come true. I'm like, fuck, this is a dream come true. Like, my bitch is sitting there going crazy. Then I start hitting my bitch. You know when you fucking with a bitch when it's your chick, you know when everything's happening. You know when she coming, all of that.
You're right.
I swear to God, I'm fucking my bitch. The bitch then came 3 times. I'm like sitting there. Mind you, me, we already, it's never like we was ever trash with the sex. Like, mind you, we're like we were like super sexual. So it was like, you know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, finally I get to my bitch and we're fucking, and it's like the craziest sex we ever had. And you know what I'm saying? Then I go back to this bitch, then back, like, like, it's just like the craziest night. It was like, threesomes are not that crazy, but it was just like, that threesome was like, it was almost everything you could ask for in sex. It was like everything. It was like, it was like fucking,
everybody participated. Yeah. Everybody had fun.
It was like love. It was like not giving a fuck. It was like rebelling all of the shit you think of in sex in one. And that shit was just like crazy as fuck. And then like, I almost did it again, but I took too long to do it. But I did finger the chick while I was fucking. But I think it's kind of crazy. It's kind of weird now, cause I kind of, like, I'm not going to lie, I kind of have this fucking, like, this, like, I don't know, like, girls kind of, like, really, like, fuck with me after they fuck with me. So, yeah, my girl's friends she got kind of
too caught
attracted
up
to me.
And
it wasn't even like that, so now it's kind of like, I be kicking it with both of them. Which is dope. You know what I'm saying? To me, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they ain't never beefed. We ain't never beefed or nothing. But it's just like,
do they both know about each other?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Of course. Okay. I mean, I still haven't fucked the other chick since I fucked her with my girl and then I fingered her, like, a week ago or something. But, like, yeah, I mean, that's just kind of how I kick it. Like, it's respect. Like, don't get me wrong. I would fuck if, like, my girl was like, let's do it. You know what I'm saying? But so now I kind of look at it like, it's weird to me. I don't know if I'm just a guy and I'm crazy and maybe I'm living a guy's fantasy. If you go all the way to the back, it's building 35.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm a guy and I'm looking at it crazy. But it's just kind of like, in my mind, I kind of feel like I'm dating both of them. You know what I'm saying?
So it's sort of like, have you ever heard of polyamory or polyamorous relationship?
Yeah, I have.
Okay.
I have. And it's like, and I know they have, and they're yada, yada, yada. You know what I'm saying?
So but you think that's like, something that you
they're
possibly
kinda like, they're kind of like scared of it. I'm not saying I'm super
with it.
I'm not saying I'm like super with it, but I'm saying I'm not against it. You know what I'm saying? And I'm trying to show them that same thing. Like, my girl's like we were just texting about this chick, like, because like we've been on tour and shit, so my girl was texting me, and then we were like, of course, like, you know, 16 and shit. So she brought up the other girl, and she's like, yeah, well, I don't want you to be doing, keep straight. She's like, I don't want you to be doing yada, 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 blah, blah, like, making out with her. And I'm just like, I understand, but it's just like, but at the same time, you telling me this shit, but the last time when I said I was fingering her, like, I was fucking my chick in the same bed as her friend. And then after I get done fucking you, you point to your homegirl, like, pretty much kind of like how niggas do with homies. Like, yeah, hop on that. And so I'm like, I'm like, you're throwing it at me, but at the same time, you're like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I don't know if it's maybe because we're young. And I'm not saying I know all the answers. I'm just saying maybe because I'm a guy, I think differently. And maybe because you're a girl, like, you're thinking like, damn, this felt good. Like, this is my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
And this is my boyfriend I love.
Mm-hmm.
We just all had sex amazingly.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to keep doing it. But at the same time, I don't think it's right for my boyfriend to show another girl affection.
So
I didn't slept
trying
in the
to
bed
unlearn
with
some
bitches,
things.
Like,
yeah,
cuddled with both of them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I got some pimp shit, and like, mm-hmm. But it's not even pimp shit. Like, it's really just like my girl and her friend. Like, and like when it's like that, they're both like super with it.
Yeah,
she'll like make her friend stay the night. Her friend will like be like, oh yeah. Then when I leave, they'll both text me like about me and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But then the minute I motherfucking like talk to the other girl or like interact mm-hmm. with the other girl, my girl gets crazy. But I'll be trying to like say like, hey, I'm sorry. Hey. Like, we kind of turned up. It was not.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
We were snapping. It was fine. Like,
right.
We had sex and it was with another chick. I never really cheated on you like that.
Everybody,
I just fucked this
it.
Bitch.
And every, yeah, you're right. Everybody,
you enjoyed
everybody
it.
Enjoyed,
we
it.
Enjoyed
everybody
it.
Consented
like,
to it.
I'm like, baby, like, you just come to like, you just came like 10 times. Like, I'm a nigga. I'm a bus. I'm a nigga. But I'm like, you just came like 10 times.
Mm-hmm.
And your friend just came like 10 times too. Like, we're turned up.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool, baby. It's Gucci. It's Gucci. That's why I've been trying to get some of my older homegirls to kind of try to talk to them to show them, like, it's not always about, oh, I'm acting like a hoe, or I'm like, you might be having a good time.
Everybody
and I was probably like,
right.
I'm probably my one of my craziest times. And I think I'm going to live one of those nights tonight, too.
Oh, snap. All right.
So. I think so. I don't know. They've been trying to, but I've really been running away from it for that reason. They've tried, they've hit me like on some, trying to lure me, like, oh, yeah.
Maybe they want it again, but they're afraid to say it out loud.
They want it though.
Yeah, you know.
They want it though, and I'm saying I'm with it though, and I'm a young nigga. Like, come on, like, you saying like I'm a young nigga, and I got a chick, and my chick is letting me fuck a chick. Like, my chick just text me about her other best friend. Like, oh, me and my homegirl just slipped up and yada yada yada. It was crazy. I want you to fuck her too. But she wants me to fuck that friend because I don't know the friend.
Oh, she doesn't want you emotionally involved with the other friend.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's why it's like my craziest sex thing. But
yeah.
Like, it was fucking amazing too, though.
Awesome.
Because I'm a lady lover. I love the women. I'm sorry. I love the women. That's how I'm about to go. It doesn't matter. I'm about to go hop the knees guts right now.
Well, thank you for your story. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, so those two that we just left.
Uh-huh.
Okay, they've been together for a couple of years. They're very young and so stupid and annoying. And so, all right, so we just made them, so we don't know they're stupid and annoying yet. So, I guess we went out with them one night, we met them out, or what? Or did they?
So it was another couple that you met
couple,
out.
Another couple, the mm-hmm. ones that we just left.
We're mm-hmm. not a couple.
Very cute. We're not a couple.
Oh, jobs. Oh, okay.
But anyway, you know, we've been sisters forever, so... He raped me in college.
Oh my god.
Stop it.
Yeah, he's my friend.
It wasn't like that.
Yeah, it was kind of like
you
that.
You needed that.
I did need it. But anyway, wrong story.
Okay, so that's. Okay, you can't
so
rape
they
the willing.
Take us
is that
back.
What you say? Huh? You can't rape the willing.
I guess not. I was in the closet. So
no.
Speak.
Oh, okay.
Day for day.
Got it. All
right, so that's our background story. But anyway, so they take us home. We drink, we smoke.
I didn't.
I smoked. It was a very not sober experience.
Uh-huh.
And then one thing leads to another. They're like, let's go to bed. And so we all just go lay down in the bed. And then next thing we know, we're all naked and having sex with each other.
No, that's not sex.
Well, then go for it. Oh, okay. I guess we were just orally pleasing each other.
So blowjobs.
Blowjobs.
For days.
For days. Okay. Blowjobs for days.
A little heavy petting, a little fangrin.
I left.
You left during the session?
He got uncomfortable.
Okay.
Because they asked us to start fooling around with each other, and that's just not our friendship. We're just, it's,
we you guys are friends.
Past that point.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he got up and left, and I'm like, I'm going to stay. and see how this plays out. So I ended up staying, and then funny thing was is that one of them was behind me and I was blowing the other one, and so his boyfriend didn't know that he was fucking me.
Oh.
No, I didn't tell you that.
Sorry.
Wait, which one, Parker?
No, Blake was fucking me, and I was blowing Parker, and Parker was like, don't fuck him, but he did it anyway.
Oh, wow.
And it lasted, no joke, 2 seconds, and I feel a big old warm thing on my butt, and that was it.
Oh my god.
That was it. That was not that great of a story.
I had to work. I had to work the next
day. He got up. He was gone when I woke up in the morning.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway.
That's an amazing story.
Well, good.
You're garbage.
Don't say my name.
Regina, you're garbage.
Thank you. It was too late. Edit my name out, please.
I will.
Get me out of here.
Thank